Thank you for listening. But listen, I've got another community leader with me here. John, do I pronounce it Peace?
Peace.
Peace.
P-E-A-S-E.
Peace.
Please, without the L.
Like, please. John Peace from the Men's Shed. Welcome, John. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Margaret. It'll be a pleasure.
Now, John, you now have the honour of being the president.
Yes, Margaret, I'm the president of the local Men's Shed. Have been since October last year.
Fantastic.
Been a bit of a challenge so far, but
yeah.
Life's full of challenges.
It is. It is. Now, look, for listeners who we haven't had anybody from the Men's Shed in for quite a while, and maybe some of our listeners don't know what the Men's Shed is and what it does. It's a movement, isn't it?
It's a movement, Australia-wide. Actually, I think it's actually international now, but firstly Australia-wide. The basic principle is that it's a place where men can go and relax. It's based around their mental health, and we have members that just come in and have a coffee and sit down and talk. We've got board games there, you know, a game of chess or game of drafts or something.
Mm.
We have a quite extensive library with books and CDs there for people to read, the newspapers, and basically that's the general idea. But we do have commitments to meet with financially, and we're always looking for outside support, and we do odd jobs and stuff around for people.
Mm. So the Men's Shed, the sort of core focus originally was sort of a shed where, I understand it's not just men now, but it includes women's activities sometimes, but basically like the old dad's shed where he would go down the back and, you know, knock up some shelves for the house, or maybe a bigger project, my uncle built a boat in his backyard.
Yeah, basically that's correct. I think it started off in somebody's garage and with a few tools, and I've been to other sheds, and they vary in size from very, very large to very small. Mm. And we have 73 members at the moment, which is pretty good.
It's fantastic.
And people come in, we teach them how to use different tools and repair things and that. But basically, the original concept was for mental health for men. As you said, we do have ladies now join. Mm. On Tuesday afternoons, we do have a ladies' woodworking group.
Mm.
We also have an art group with a few ladies that paint lovely pictures, and they're all in there on show.
Mm. So you have special days for ladies, but you've got a terrific array of tools and equipment for making things, don't you?
Yes, Margaret. Basically, the machinery we have there is from an old joinery work, so there is the capability to make virtually any household item, to build a house even, if we had the labour skills and that to do it. We have some very, very skilled craftsmen there that do a lot of good work for people at a reasonable price.
Well, that's right. So, look, first things first, though, if you might say, well, you know, I've never actually used these tools. I've always been a desk jockey, or maybe you're a woman and you've never, you know, had access to the kind of tools that are there. That's not a problem, though, is it?
No problem at all. I myself don't do much in the workshop. I'm more on the social side of things.
Right.
There are some people that do nothing in the workshop. They just come in and sit around, have a chat, and especially on Thursdays. Thursdays is meal day. We have three or four gentlemen that rustle up a home-cooked feed for everybody, and we all sit down and enjoy that. And, it's very sociable.
Mm. Terrific. And what about age? Is age a barrier at all?
Age is no barrier. 18, if you're over 18, you're eligible.
Right.
We have members that are in their 90s, and every age year under that, I think.
It's fantastic. Actually, I'm just recalling a conversation that I overheard and sort of joined in with my daughter, who's in her 20s, talking with a girlfriend, and she said, Mum, we're looking for useful boyfriends. And I said, what do you mean useful? And she said, you know, the ones that sort of like Dad, you know, used to make things and actually Granddad, to be honest, who know how to put things together and make things. We want useful men for husbands. So I went, oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing. But so if you're an unuseful bloke out there and maybe you're over 18 but not over 30.
Come in and we'll train you.
give you some skills that might be desired by your intended, and maybe you realise that there's things that your granddad could do that you can't, and you'd like to kind of fix that up a bit, or just get the therapy of working with your hands.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, you also offer quite a few services to the community, including repairs.
Yes, we can repair most things that they bring in, people bring in. We will give a quote if we know exactly what needs to be done and how long it's going to take. If not, we can say, well, you know, we can do it, but we don't know how much it's going to cost, and leave it up to the people. But no, we repaired bookcases. There was a lady bought in an old bathroom cupboard a couple of weeks ago, and it went out yesterday, fixed up, all good again.
I mean, that feeds into the bigger question, isn't it? I mean, I know the whole thing about reducing rubbish to landfill. The first thing is reuse.
Recycle, yeah.
Recycle.
Yeah.
It's a really big part of the changing our chuck-away culture to one that's more about, you know, reusing, repurposing,
absolutely,
or repairing things.
Recycled goods are usually a lot stronger. Mm. You know, the older type things are always stronger built rather than the stuff you buy today, and it certainly helps with the landfill situation. We did make a heap of toys for the new childcare centre, whole childcare.
So you can make toys from new.
We can make toys from new, yeah. We have quite a lot there that are in stock there that are for sale and very reasonable prices if anybody wants handmade toys.
Well, this is part of kind of one of the reasons you popped in today, John, is that it's around that income question. You do sell goods. The repairs, if people want something repaired, you will charge a little bit for those repairs because they do take time and materials. Do you want to talk a little bit about the kind of goods that are for sale?
Yeah, we have several old antique type mirrors. Some are wooden framed, some are metal framed. We've got a couple of sets of old tables and chairs. We've got a rocking horse. Mm. One of our specialties is dovecotes, birdhouses. They are very popular.
And they go everywhere, don't they?
We ship them all over the place. Mm. We've also got a blanket box there for the end of a bed. Mm-hmm. Some planter boxes. Mm. We've got an old antique roller desk there. Somebody might be interested in doing up. Mm. We also have a silky oak dining table and chairs, which would be very good for a handyman. It's someone has started it as a project by the look of things. It's been sitting there ever since I've been a member.
Right.
And it would look very nice when it's finished. We also have a boardroom table that one of our members built, and it is a beautiful piece of furniture. It's about nearly 2.5 metres long.
Wow.
It's polished with epoxy on the top. It's all natural. It's really, really nice. If anybody's interested, come in and have a look.
Yeah, I believe you do have, furniture that you can do up. So
we have a heap of old style chairs and stuff there that are suitable for rebuilding if anybody wants to try their hand at them. They're quite welcome to come and have a look.
Terrific project. Now, look, at the moment, John, there's a bit of a problem with a financial issue that you might want to make a call out to the community about that.
Yeah, we've got a fairly hefty rent to pay each week, and we're getting to the situation now where we will run out of money in the next few months if we don't get an influx of income, and if there's any benefactors out there willing to get behind us and support us, or any companies want to sponsor us, we would very much appreciate that.
Right, right. So so there's a little bit of a financial crisis at the moment, so basically looking for members, but also looking for people to come and buy the products that you've already got there.
Yes, that's correct. And one of our members has also got into recycling cans and bottles.
Right.
And so far he's raised over $500 since January. So
fantastic.
If anybody's willing to cash their bottles and cans in and give us the dockets, we'd much appreciate that. Or if not, we may be able to arrange to do the bottles if they can drop them off.
Right, so either the dockets from the big bottle banks or the bottles and cans themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a way to help. Oh, that's fantastic. And what about, and so you're putting the call out as well for anybody who just wants to make a donation.
Yeah, all donations greatly received. Mm.
And I presume you'd be a charity, so...
We're not a registered charity, so we can't accept tax deductions, sort of thing. But we are not for profit organisation. Yes.
Right. Okay. So so you're basically putting the call out at the moment for help from the community in either in cash or. I suppose cash is the best thing.
Cash is king.
yes. And you're also looking for commercial sponsors as well.
If possible, yeah, and would be great if we could get one or two big commercial sponsors behind us.
Terrific. And I no doubt you also, we'll be doing a bit of fundraising, so support on those, I imagine.
Yes, we do a fair bit of fundraising. We had a Bunnings barbecue last Saturday, and we've got another one this Sunday.
Right.
So if you want a good sausage and a sausage singer, come down to Bunnings on Sunday and we'll oblige.
Well, it's a really good start, actually. Pop down to the hardware part of town, and you'll see the barbecue there, and you can talk to John and his team from the men's shed and talk about the things you do. The other thing you could do is pop in to the men's shed. The address at the moment is...
215 Main Street.
215 Main Street, and you're open...
We open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We try to Mondays to Fridays, Mondays to Thursdays.
Right.
But we're manned by volunteers, so it just depends if there's a volunteer there to open. Right. But if you, anybody comes and there's no one there, just understand that it's all voluntary. But we do our best to open those hours. Friday we don't open to the public normally. Some members do come in and do a bit of their own work, but normally we're not open to the public on Fridays.
On Friday, so Monday to Thursday between 9 and 4 at in Man Street, number... 215 Man Street, so that's sort of down to on the western end of Man Street. Look, if you've got things lying around the house that need fixing...
Yeah, bring them in, we'll have a look at them.
And even something as small as that, bringing something in and paying the wonderful blokes and ladies at the men's shed to maybe help you to repair or to repurpose something. So, look, John, it's been really great having you in, and we'll look forward to sort of walking on this journey with you a bit more closely.
Thanks, Margaret. It's a pleasure to be in here and speak about the men's shed. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, look, you'll get through this. It's an amazing movement, and you're under the radar a bit sometimes, but then you need to come out and let people know what you do. And like anybody, when there's a bit of a financial stress on, you just need to reach a hand out and ask for some help, and that's what you're doing.
That's what we're doing, Margaret. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So, get down to Bunnings, buy a Sanger. A sausage sandwich.
Sausage sandwich.
And have a chat with John or one of his team will pop into the Mann Street workshop and centre. And Thursdays is a great day to pop in, isn't it? Because everybody's there having a meal.
Having a meal, yes. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Oh, thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Margaret.